Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And we do have a room full of people and we want to welcome all of you from Audubon Way. Pastor Doug Opp, his wife Julie, and Norma Nielsen. And as Chris said, we want to talk about a special trip, a special mission that they do. We're going to start with Pastor Doug to just give us some background about this mission.
Thank you, LaVon, for this opportunity to share a little bit today. We were privileged as a faith community and friends of our congregation to travel to South Africa for a mission with Blessment Ministries in June, the 5th through the 18th of June this past month, and had some planning that took place, also a lot of prayer and preparation that was real important as we prepared for this mission. But God called us to travel there and serve in another continent, and that was a really exciting experience for us.
And you're still all really excited about it, so I can tell it was a really good experience for you, and I hear you're going to go back again, so you know that's a really positive experience. Pastor Doug, let's remind people that they're going to have a couple of opportunities to learn more about this because we have a short time to talk about it today.
Thank you for mentioning that. Well, some of our team members took over 1,000 pictures each, so we've been compiling that information with video, and now we have a presentation prepared for this Sunday at our church in our worship service beginning at 9 a.m. on this Sunday the 14th. But just as important is the fact that we're opening up an opportunity for community members or interested individuals who would like to travel themselves, either join the team at Blessment Ministry or travel with us in 2016 once again. That will be Wednesday the 24th of July at 7 p.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon.
Okay, and we'll remind folks about that. We'll try and remind them again here before we leave because it is a great opportunity to not only kind of share in your experiences, but think about it if it's something that they would like to do. So, Julie, let's talk about the different ministries. You know, what was your purpose there? And there's lots of opportunities, different kinds of things to do.
We started out, you know, pretty thinking, well, we're going to go feed 5,000 children. We're going to do optical clinics. When we got to the ministry site, we were absolutely amazed at how many different things we were going to do. We actually did do 4 optical clinics in 4 different locations. And interestingly, each location was also a feeding site for Meals from the Heartland. But we primarily, at those times, just did the optical clinics. We didn't feed 5,000 children. We fed children at the Del Kramer campus, which is the site for a lot of the ministries at Blessman. We did that a couple times. We also experienced their farming operation, which is a ministry/microenterprise. They have a sewing microenterprise right on the Blessman campus. We went to an orphanage, which is also another Meals from the Heartland feeding site, and we were just blessed by loving on orphans. We were able to love on children wherever we went and hug and adults as well. I don't think we've ever shared as many hugs and smiles and tears as we did when we were there. And that's probably why we still get so emotional about it, because being able to give in that way changes us.
Okay. I'll probably come back and have a couple more questions. But I'm going to talk to Norma Nielsen here. And Norma, I understand you were kind of the spark to get all this started. Where did you say, hey, this is something we ought to do?
In 2010, I went on an LCMC convention in Fargo, North Dakota.
And that's a group and of Lutheran churches?
It's the Lutheran Congregations in Mission for Christ.
Okay.
And I have always had mission on my heart anyway. I do a lot of mission in Audubon as well as going to Des Moines. And to do a foreign mission had just always been something that had been on my heart. I wanted to do it. I wasn't exactly sure where. And when I met them, Doc and Beth Blessman up there in Fargo, I knew that this was where I wanted to go. And I came back and I asked the congregation, and then through a few years of prayer and
And fundraising.
Yes. And my dream got to come true. Okay. It's amazing.
And so are you going back?
Oh, absolutely.
No question.
Send me, Lord.
Yes. And I believe Pastor Doug said 2016 is when the next group from here. But, Pastor Doug, there is an opportunity for people before that if they want to participate.
Yes. If you were to Google the blessedmanministries.org, you'd find out the schedule. We know that the opportunity in July and September, a couple opportunities. They have six that they posted online for 2013, separate mission opportunities. In 2014, there are seven on their calendar, and they add more if need, if the opportunity, the groups are available to support this effort. So they're always looking for participants, and we partner with them. Blessman Ministries, based in Urbandale, Iowa, and we see them around Des Moines area quite often, and they've been in doing this ministry for quite some time now.
Now, September and October, that's just around the corner. But so if an individual wanted to go and they went online, they said, okay, you know, I'm going to hook up with a group and go in September. What about the shots and what about the cost and, you know, getting ready to go?
The cost, they need to check online to determine those costs. It's a $500 application fee. But the shots, we were surprised at how many we did not need. We needed the tetanus shot to be current on tetanus, also hepatitis shots, and then they recommended adult polio booster. But we did not need malaria pills. We did not need any other shots, which financially was beneficial, but also was a big relief for many people who travel overseas.
Yeah, a lot of us don't like the needles and all that kind of stuff. So, hey, that's a really positive kind of thing. So, Julie, I want to come back to you and some of the ministries. Especially, I want to talk a little bit about Meals from the Heartland. You mentioned that several times. And the connection that there is, because Audubon just put 150,000?
We packaged 115,000 meals in Audubon in March. And it was just really exciting, and I know the Blessmans were blessed by this as well, that the partnership between communities like Audubon, we aren't the only ones that package meals. There's several other that do that as well. But to raise the amount of funds to package 115,000 meals and then to go to Blessman, and then to see where those meals are distributed. Blessman actually has six different distribution sites all over South Africa. And that's where the number 5,000 to 10,000 children a day comes from. All over South Africa, the children are being fed with Meals from the Heartland. And it's just exciting because it's a nutritionally complete meal. And a lot of times that's the only meal that they get that day.
It has to be such a great connection. You might not have served an Audubon a meal put together in Audubon, but you knew it came from Iowa somewhere, and here it is in South Africa feeding people. It just has to be such a satisfying feeling.
One of the days we actually, the orphanage that we went to, they were completely out of food altogether, and we just happened to be going there that day. And so they opened up the container that is on the Del Kramer campus where all the meals from the Heartland boxes are. And so for us to physically pick up those boxes in South Africa, put them on top of a vehicle, and drive to the orphanage and hand them Meals from the Heartland, it really made it real.
Unbelievable. Norma's shaking her head. Unbelievable how that
just
goes together.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Now, Norma also mentioned that you did optical clinics. You helped with some of those?
Yes. We did optical clinics in South Africa with children as well as adults. We just helped them get glasses. There's many people there who they don't have the opportunity to or the money to have glasses. And so we come in and we set up stations and they come to us and to help them get glasses and to be able to see is such an amazing, amazing thing. And to just watch their eyes light up when they can actually see that mountain or, you know, that field over there. I mean, they're crazy amazing. It's so much fun.
Work, but the fun part pays for all of that,
yes.
Right?
And
that's
then
the payback.
You know, we get to know them and we pray with them. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to pray with each individual, and that was so cool to be able to, you know, share our love of Jesus.
Okay. Pastor Doug, you have some closing things to say, and we want to remind people of when they can come hear about this and get in on the excitement.
Yes, thank you. I just want to say that our congregation and community were very generous and supported us well, prayer support and financially as well. Also, to let people know to either get online and check our website and or the Blessed Women Ministry website in order to learn more, contact us. We can help if you're interested. But this Sunday at 9 a.m., Our Savior's Lutheran will have a presentation during worship in regard to this ministry. 14 of us from the area traveled there. We joined 3 others from St. Louis, and we're part of the team that partnered with them. And then, as well, Wednesday the 24th of July, 7 p.m., Our Savior's Lutheran Church.
Okay. If you have questions and so on, go to the website, but contact Pastor Doug and these folks. We want to thank you very much, Pastor Doug Opp and Julie Opp and Norma Nielsen, for coming in today. And until next time, here's a thought you've probably heard. We could learn a lot from crayons. Some are sharp, some are pretty, some are dull, some have weird names, and all are different colors. But they all live together in the same box.